Less than a year ago, Mark McMorris was pretty sure he was going to die. A jump in the BC backcountry went terribly wrong. He went flying into a clump of trees. He was airlifted to the hospital in a medical-induced coma. Doctors surveyed his injuries. A fractured jaw, a fractured left arm, a ruptured spleen, a pelvic fracture, rib fractures, and a collapsed left lung.
When I first sort of woke up and stuff, I was like, holy crap.
He worried he'd never snowboard again, that his dream to return to the Olympics was over.
And my physio was there when they took me out of an induced coma, and I asked him, like, am I going to snowboard again at the level I was at? He's like, you're going to snowboard at the level you're at, and you're going to go to the Olympics. Like, holy shit, all right. So I just followed his steps.
His physio, by the way, is Damian Maroney, and McMorris says he wouldn't be where he is now without him.
He realized that being an athlete, like a top athlete and strong and everything, makes snowboarding and my longevity in the sport way easier.
Under Maroney's guidance, McMorris recovered from a broken femur in 2016 and his near-death experience last March. And like Maroney promised, McMorris is back to form and back at the Olympics.
It's not easy, let me tell you that. You need to put every ounce of effort in and just be patient and take the time. And it's really hard physically, but I would say it's just as hard mentally, you know?
Just like the first jump back on the board was.
Definitely scary. When you almost die, you get shook a bit. I've been working on that and trying not to be too scared, but the more I ride, the less scared I get.
McMorris has only added more competitions and more jumps to the tally in the lead up to the Olympics. It'll be his second games, and he's competing in two events this time instead of just one. He feels the support of an entire province behind him, just like in Sochi in 2014. And while he is hoping to do better than the bronze he got at his last Olympics, he's entering these games with a new perspective on snowboarding, and that's enough for him.
It's the one thing that makes me super, super happy. It was a feeling that's hard to describe. It's like, oh yeah, this is what I'm meant to be doing.
Ariel Zur, 980 CJME.